The federal government today released more details on the number of people that signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Here to break down those New Hampshire numbers is NHPR's health reporter, Todd Bookman. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Brady.
Well, after everything that could have gone wrong with healthcare.gov seemed to go wrong back in October, the picture seems to look different today.
Yeah, 18,684. That's the number of people that signed up in March and early April as the window closed on the open enrollment period. And that's a huge jump from last October when healthcare.gov was really such a mess. Just 269 New Hampshire residents signed up that month. But as outside experts were brought in and the site was tweaked, more and more people were able to get through. We saw a bump in December when 10,000 New Hampshire residents enrolled. And these final tallies suggest a lot of people just put it off till the last minute.
How do these numbers then compare to the projections?
For New Hampshire, the federal government set a target of 19,000 total signups from October till now. New Hampshire, in the end, topped 40,000.
Okay, so over twice the target number. So I'm guessing supporters of the law are seeing this as a pretty big victory.
To say the least, I spoke with Karen Hicks. She's project director for Covering New Hampshire, which is the consumer outreach project that's been promoting the law here with TV ads and direct mail campaigns. She was in good spirits.
It's spectacular. I can't say anything more than that. It exceeds my most optimistic expectations about how well we would be able to do, and so I feel really proud to be part of an effort that helped sign this many people up for something that I think is really going to make a difference in their lives.
Now, CMS did release some more details on just who signed up. We know that 53% in New Hampshire were female. We also know that just 27% of the signups were people between the ages of 18 and 34. This group, for lack of a better term, are known in policy circles as young invincibles. They are crucial in making this law work because you need a balance of younger, presumably healthier people, along with older, presumably less healthy people in the insurance pool. The Obama administration had targeted a 40% share for this age group, but Karen Hicks told me it can just be tough convincing younger people that health insurance is a worthwhile investment.
And you said that these are the people who are crucial to making the law work, but it also seems like public support would be important here. And this is an election year. Democrats are looking to convince voters that this health law was a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of TV ads focusing on the health law. There are certainly more to come. The latest polling out of UNH shows the law remains unpopular in the state, with 51% opposing the ACA. I tend to doubt that today's statistics will do much to change the conversation immediately. But it will be interesting to see how candidates use these figures in the run-up to November.
Lastly, today marks another milestone for the Affordable Care Act here in New Hampshire. What's happening, or at least was supposed to happen, on May 1st?
The Medicaid expansion plan, the so-called New Hampshire plan, agreed to by lawmakers earlier this year, it envisioned a two-month early enrollment period for people. So coverage for the newly eligible people would start in July, but people could pre-enroll for coverage starting today. That's being delayed, though, because the federal government still hasn't signed off on the plan. Governor Hassan says her administration is still targeting a July 1st launch for actual coverage. The other May 1st deadline applies to insurance companies. Today is filing day for those looking to sell policies in next year's Obamacare exchange here in New Hampshire. And Anthem is expected to get some company. Harvard Pilgrim and Minuteman Health have said they plan on entering the market.
And NHPR's health reporter Todd Bookman, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.